AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Texas gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in 2019 has agreed to pay restitution. Mike Hempen has details.
Patrick Crucius has agreed to pay more than $5 million to the families of the victims. In July, he was sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences after pleading guilty to federal hate crime charges. It was one of the worst mass killings in U.S. history. Crucius, who is white, still faces a separate trial in Texas court that could end with him getting the death penalty. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ukraine says its missile strike last week on the Crimean headquarters of Russia's Navy killed 34 officers, including the fleet commander. It provided no evidence, however, to support the claim. Russian drone and missile strikes today hit the Black Sea port city of Odessa. And in his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the first American-made Abrams tanks are now in Ukraine, preparing to reinforce the counteroffensive. Back in this country, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is rejecting calls to resign and what he calls one of the more salacious accusations against him in a federal indictment. Sagar Magani explains.
Prosecutors say FBI agents found nearly $500,000 in cash in Menendez's home.
Now, this may seem old-fashioned.
The senator says he kept the cash on hand for emergencies and because his family used to fear its assets being seized in its native Cuba.
These were monies drawn from my personal savings account based on the income that I have lawfully derived.
In announcing the indictment Friday, prosecutor Damian Williams noted the cash had some tie to Fred Davies, one of the three businessmen from whom Menendez is accused of taking bribes.
Some of the envelopes of cash contain Davies' fingerprints, Davies' DNA.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
After a down week last week, stocks started this week with small gains. This is AP News. The Food and Drug Administration says it'll meet this week to consider a much-debated treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease.
The FDA has just reiterated its long-standing position that one study by drug maker Brainstorm is not enough to provide convincing evidence that its stem cell-based therapy can actually help patients with ALS, known as Lou Gehrig's disease, a debilitating nerve condition that does lead to death. The agency scheduled the Wednesday hearing after getting a petition with 30,000 signatures. A study of Neurone failed to show a significant difference between patients who received the drug and those who got sham injections, but the company says the results were skewed. Some wonder if there could be a compromise ruling approving Neurone for some patients. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Thanks, Jackie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.